Part 2. Sermon 1. True comfort comes through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Missionary trip to China, entering the Yanbian Korean Autonomous Prefecture. Glad to meet you. It is a joy to meet each and every one of you. Pastor Young and I departed for China on the 12:50 p.m. flight on Monday the 30th. Our destination this time was the Yanbian Korean Autonomous Prefecture, where many ethnic Koreans reside. We arrived in Dalian around 2 p.m., looked around the city for a while, and boarded the plane again a little past 3 p.m. However, that plane did not go straight to Yanbian, but transited through Shenyang. It took a triangular route when a direct flight would have sufficed. Since it was a Chinese domestic flight, it operated according to their methods. While getting off at Shenyang Airport, we briefly looked around the duty-free shop, but after purchasing items, they did not give us a bag. When I requested a bag, they said they do not provide bags here, so I just passed by without purchasing the items. At first, I thought arriving in Yanbian in broad daylight would make claiming luggage easy. However, contrary to expectations, the plane took all day and arrived in Yanbian late at night. Anticipating such a thing in advance, we did not check our luggage but carried it ourselves. There was no separate baggage claim area at Yanbian Airport. When a truck fully loaded with luggage came out of the airport, the method was that the person claiming the luggage had to climb onto the truck, present their baggage ticket, and find their own luggage directly. Since various luggage was piled up and mixed together, finding one's own luggage was not easy. So it was fortunate that we carried our luggage from the beginning. Upon arriving at the airport, Evangelist Jang, Evangelist Park, Brother Kim Jingon, and Brother Oh Siok Bong came out to meet us. Since this was our third visit, we could move around relatively at ease, staying overnight at a previously arranged residence, because Pastor Young was very exhausted from the ministry related to Pastor Lee. We purchased Chinese ginseng and restorative herbal medicine, and boiled and drank them together. This was because we had to recover our strength to begin the ministry in earnest from the next day. After the meal, we shared the things that had happened in the meantime, prayed together, and went to bed. Preaching the Gospel in the Palgajwa District. The next morning, we entered the Palgajwa district. After eating lunch in Yanbian, we took a taxi, reached the Palgajwa district, and visited Brother Kim Jingon's house. There was Deacon Shin Hyong-sik, who attended the Three Self Church. He was 53 years old, but perhaps because he had suffered a lot, he looked like he was in his 60s. We called Deacon Shin, talked with him, and preached the Word of God. We asked him to give a testimony of salvation, but because his assurance of salvation was not clear, we used that as an opportunity to preach the word of the gospel of the water and the spirit. Brother Oh Seok Bong was also there together, and Brother Han Jingon had also come. Our primary target was Deacon Shin Hyong-sik. This was because Brother Kim Jingon was already in a state of having received the elimination of sins, and Deacon Shin Hyong-sik's testimony of salvation was not clear. Brother Oh Seok Bong did not seem interested in the gospel yet, so we asked him to prepare the meal first, and we began to preach the word. However, Brother Oh Seok Bong did not prepare the meal and remained in his seat. Because he was smoking a cigarette, we just left him be and continued preaching the word. We checked and preached the core of the gospel of the water and the spirit through the word about Abraham's faith. While preaching the word for about an hour, Brother Shin Hyong-sik received the blotting out of sins and reached assurance. He realized, "This is true faith. This is exactly the faith of Abraham." At first, Brother Oh Seok Bong showed an indifferent attitude while smoking a cigarette and yawned. It was because he was hearing the word of God for the first time in his life. He was a person who had never been to church even once, a Communist Party member, and a bank employee. However, while listening to the word, his eyes gradually grew larger and changed to a serious expression. I asked Brother Shin Hyong-sik, "Do you believe this word?" And he said he believed, and when I asked, "Do you have sin in your heart now?" He said he had no sin. Next, I asked Brother Oh Seok Bong, "Do you believe too?" "I believe too." "How can a person who has never even been to church once believe? Didn't I just hear the word? I believe that Jesus took away all my sins." He believed immediately after hearing the word once. That house was a shack. The roof was made of tin, and it was a structure where all sounds could be heard by the house next door, over the thin walls. Under communist rule, it was a situation where if foreigners were reported while preaching the gospel to their citizens, they could be arrested. Nevertheless, we lowered our voices and preached everything that was to be preached. Coincidentally, that day, we heard the sound of a neighbor next door who had drunk a lot of alcohol, making a disturbance and breaking liquor bottles. Rather, thanks to that sound, our side's sound was covered, so we could preach the word more freely. We preached the word and prayed together. First Fruit: The Conversion of Brother Oh Seok Bong. God answered the prayers of the saints of our church, allowing us to reap fruit right on our first visit. How pure those souls are! They believed after hearing the word just once. When I checked the next morning, they said they had no sin in their hearts. They truly believed and engraved in their hearts that Jesus is the Savior who took away all their sins. We preached the word there for an hour and then had fellowship, and we met Brother Kim Jingon's wife, Myong Hwa, along with other family members. They said they had not received their wages for 5 months. If it were us, we would not be able to sit still in such a situation, but those people were very gentle and had strong patience. They said one could live for a month on 10 yuan there. They seemed surprised to see us spending money. So we were careful even when spending money. I purposely wore plain clothes. To match the circumstances of the Palgajwa district, both Pastor Jung and I went in modest attire. But upon arriving at the airport, we turned out to be the most shabbily dressed. I thought, I am going to meet Chinese people, so I should dress suitably for that environment. It doesn't work just by keeping up appearances. At the airport, there was an incident where a woman mistakenly took our bag. Knowing the handle was different, we informed the people around us, and the woman, realizing she had taken it by mistake, returned it. Because there were only Bibles inside, there was no particular damage. After that, we bought beef in Yanji City and shared it with the Palgajwa family members. We cooked at Mr. Lee Sang-gil's house and ate abundantly together. The people there had a culture of offering alcohol at meals. Usually, the drinking session came first, followed by eating. Because we do not drink alcohol, it was uncomfortable. Even while we advised, please drink slowly, they drank it up immediately, as soon as they poured alcohol into their glasses. We brought cola glasses and asked them to pour cola instead. Raising workers, the birth of two churches. That evening, we returned to the apartment we had secured in advance in the Palgajwa district. It was an apartment where tax accountants resided, and it was the best residential facility in that area. The stairs were made of artificial marble, and hot water was supplied twice a day through centralized heating. The rent was about 100,000 won in our money, with 80,000 won paid for rent and 20,000 won for fuel. For reference, that 100,000 won was equivalent to the monthly salary of 15 young people in that area. After finishing dinner at the apartment, we called Deacon Shin Hyung-sik again and had deep fellowship through the word. Because it was well soundproofed, we could raise our voices and freely ask, do you have sin in your heart now or not? We guided him with the word to break away from an outwardly visible, action-centered faith and to grasp the reality of the gospel. We decided to establish them as workers of the Lord. Brother Shin Hyung-sik has now become a saved brother. He has experience living with the Han Chinese in China, so his Chinese speaking ability is excellent. His pronunciation is accurate and he writes well. If we bring books containing our sermon contents, he can translate them into Chinese and preach the gospel of the water and the spirit to the Han Chinese. Brother Oh Seok Bong is also studying at a university, so he has sufficient capabilities. In particular, it was truly amazing that Brother Oh Seok Bong received the elimination of sins. He was a person with no religious background, but he said there was no reason not to believe this gospel of the water and the spirit. He was a person who did not blindly believe in any ideology or thought. He was a Communist Party member, but he did not trust communism. The reason was that he knew the reality of communism too well. Although it operates under the name of communism, he personally experienced that the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer manifested even more severely. So he said he was looking for what the true truth was. As he confessed that the sin in his heart disappeared through the word, he said there was no reason not to believe this gospel of the water and the spirit. He said it made sense even when thinking logically. Brother Oh Seok Bong received the blotting out of sins while listening by the side as the gospel word was preached to Brother Shin Hyung-sik. He said that if a person who attended an existing church like Brother Shin Hyung-sik had preached his own faith, he would not have even paid attention. However, he knew this gospel of the water and the spirit was real, and seeing a person who had attended church for several years humbly bow down before the word of God, he said he also came to believe. I give thanks before the Lord. Brother Oh Seok Bong and Brother Han Jingon are young workers, and Brother Shin Hyung-sik is an experienced brother at 53 years old. We decided to establish Brother Shin Hyung-sik and Brother Han Jin-gon as ministers of the Palgajwa district, and Brother Oh Seok-bong as a minister of the Yanbian region. God has accomplished a great work. Our abilities are weak and lacking, but the Lord was with us and accomplished a great thing. One in the Palgajwa district, one in the Yanbian region. Thus, two churches were established. We did not hang up a cross, but a church was established. Now, the servants of God decided to have Bible study for 3 days in the Palgajwa district and for 4 days in Yanbian. In both places, there are residences and there are saved souls. Also, Brother Oh Seok-bong's wife, Ri Geum-hwa, is a kindergarten teacher who teaches dance in the Yanbian region, and she is a person whose skills are recognized in that field. When we visited that house before, she said she believed in a God who controls destiny and was satisfied with living in the communist system. However, after Brother Oh Seok-bong received the extinction of sins, he preached this gospel to his wife. Brother Oh Seok-bong is said to have told his wife like this: "I now have no sin in my heart and have decided to believe in Jesus, so shouldn't you believe too?" Ri Geum-hwa reportedly said, "I thought you were a person who would never believe, but seeing you believe is fascinating. If you believe, I will believe too. I will also learn the Word of God." The people there like learning very much. When someone teaches, their attitude of diligently writing down and learning is truly excellent. I hope you also emulate that attitude. Ri Geum-hwa also decided to believe. By now, the servants of God must be holding a worship service in the Palgajwa region. Heart for the compatriots in the north and the vision for missions. Beloved, the 1.4 billion population of China is waiting for us with earnest eyes. They are waiting for true servants of God, for the true truth of the gospel. It has been known from their own surveys that 3,000 missionaries have already entered China. However, how many people have actually entered, carrying the true truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit? How many people would there be who can certainly receive the elimination of sins upon hearing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit just once? The 1.4 billion souls in China need material help as well, but they are waiting for the gospel word of the blotting out of sins. While we were staying in the Palgajwa district, we invited a woman, asking if she would like to attend the Wednesday worship service together. We said, "We are pastors who believe in God, and we hold worship services together." And she replied, "I will attend. Please teach me." Pastor Jung preached the word, and the woman rejoiced greatly while hearing the word. While talking after the worship service ended, the woman talked about the time she went to North Korea in 1987 to do peddling. At that time, it is said that one could travel freely between China and North Korea as long as they had an ID card. However, upon actually going to North Korea, there were many people dying from severe starvation, and even in the cold weather, children were left neglected without wearing proper clothes. Because she could not bring herself to sell her goods out of conscience, she gave away all her goods, changed her clothes, disguised herself like a North Korean, and crossed back over. If it was such a situation even in 1987, how much more serious would it be now? It is said that if one is caught without an ID card while escaping North Korea, terrible torture and punishment await. It is said that public executions are even carried out in front of people watching. Because of this reign of terror, it is said to be a situation where it is difficult to even think about attempting to escape. The economic situation in North Korea is very serious. We must pray for a change to come to that country and for our compatriots to be saved. This is not a theory. We must preach the gospel to them. If the three brothers in China grow well in faith, we can do the work through them even if we cannot do it directly. They can meet North Korean people, talk with them, and preach the gospel of the water and the spirit. Also, they can preach the gospel to the Han Chinese as well. What we must do is help them be fully born again and establish them as excellent workers. The Lord has already begun a great work. Next year, I intend to go again together with those who have the time. Residences have been secured, churches have been established, and there are workers and there are souls. By next year, far more souls will have received the extinction of sins. At first, I was nervous and also afraid, but as the ministry progressed, the time of singing praises and sharing grace together was so precious. The ministry of Apostle Paul and Timothy, going into the main text. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Apostle Paul did much ministry together with Timothy. Therefore, he called Timothy his son in the faith. He is saying that he preaches this gospel by the will of God. God referred to Apostle Paul as a prepared vessel. It is said that God prepared Apostle Paul in advance as an instrument to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Apostle Paul was a person who lived a zealous life of faith within Judaism. In the midst of that, he came to meet our Lord on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. At that moment, Apostle Paul realized and came to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament, that is, the Savior. After that, he received the guidance of Ananias and, according to God's calling, was established as an apostle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. God has a will toward each one of us. Our God does not work without a will. When we receive the elimination of sins in our hearts, we can clearly know the fact that God had a plan of salvation toward each one of us. Apostle Paul and Timothy visited all the saints in Corinth and Achaia, preached the gospel to them, and comforted them. Just as we went through Yanbian to enter the Palgajwa district and visited various places nearby, Apostle Paul also preached the gospel, running on his feet like that. And wherever he went, he visited them first, wishing for God's grace and peace through Jesus Christ. True peace and comfort come from Jesus Christ. Where do peace and God's blessing come to us from? Through Jesus Christ, God's peace and all comfort come upon us. True peace comes through Jesus Christ. Everyone, do you believe? Apostle Paul praised God the Father and Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. God comforts us and has made us become those who comfort others. God first allowed God's servants like Apostle Paul and Timothy to receive the elimination of sins, and he comforted the souls in tribulation. God is the God of mercy and became the God of comfort. Think about the co-workers living under communist rule. The material that communists believe in is absolutely not God. The God of true truth is the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ indeed is the true Savior, and He is the way, the truth, and the life. They are experiencing suffering within the communist system. Living materially abundantly on this earth was their greatest goal. However, everyone, man has a soul. Just because material is abundant and the flesh is comfortable, does not mean that person is truly happy. In the world, even amidst the abundance of the flesh, there are many souls submerged in sorrow because of their own sins. I look at people's eyes. In the eyes of a person who has received the blotting out of sins in their heart, there is joy and hope. However, in the eyes of those who have not, there is no hope. I saw many people in China this time, and they were those living harboring sorrow deep in their hearts. People of the world also wear smiles on the outside, but there were many cases where they were submerged in sorrow inside their hearts. They did not have true joy. It means they are living without knowing why sorrow is inside their hearts. Everyone, true joy and happiness come upon us through Jesus Christ. Humans are not beings made only of dirt, but beings who received God's breath of life. It is because they do not know the world of the soul and the truth of eternal salvation. Even if it seems like a life with hope for a short while, in reality, because sin is in their hearts, they have become dying ones. Therefore, Apostle Paul is speaking to them. He is saying that our God the Father is our comforter. Our Lord comforted me, comforted you, and was wanting to comfort all people. Abraham's faith, holding on to the word of promise. Look at Abraham, the forefather of faith. He is one who believed and followed the word God spoke. Abraham's faith is not believing what is visible to the eyes, but he was one who believed and followed the word God promised. Abraham did not have children until he became 70 years old. His wife Sarah was also old in age. But God spoke to him, "I will give you a child from your body. The one who will come from your body will be your descendant. Look at the sky. Can you count the many stars? Like this, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky." Abraham believed and followed the word God spoke. Everyone, even in a situation where he did not have a single child, Abraham believed and followed God's word of promise. By that faith, he obtained Isaac. 25 years after believing the word of promise, when Abraham's age became 100, he finally obtained a son. Sarah's back was bent, and it had been a long time since her menstruation had ceased. But an angel appeared and said, "Abraham, I will give a child to your wife. I will fulfill the promise around this time next year." Sarah heard those words and laughed. Because she knew the condition of her own body too well, she laughed with a heart that found it hard to believe. But God said the name of the son born like that would be Isaac, laughter. He gave joy in the midst of an impossible situation. When Sarah laughed, the angel asked, "Why do you laugh?" "I did not laugh." "No, you did laugh." Who could have even imagined that Abraham would beget a son at 100 years of age? All of it is work accomplished by God's word. God is the one who made the impossible possible. Believing God's word is this kind of faith. Believing that if God spoke, he will fulfill it according to that word. That is Abraham's faith, and the faith with which we believe God's word. How do we receive the extinction of sins? There are also people who harbor doubts about how Jesus could take charge of sins not yet committed upon his body and go to the cross. Just as God promised Abraham, He was establishing a plan of salvation to eliminate all sins of mankind through the tabernacle system. There was a sin offering where the sins we commit are passed on to a sacrificial offering, and a year's worth of sins are passed on to the Day of Atonement offering once and for all, through the high priest. Coming into the New Testament era, God the Father promised that he would send Jesus to this earth, have him be baptized by John, and pass all the sins of the world onto Jesus' body to eliminate them. And by bestowing baptism upon Jesus, to actually have all the sins of the world transferred to him, he intended to be crucified, shed blood, resurrect from death, and become the eternal Savior to those who believe. The ministry of baptism of Jesus, who was baptized by John the Baptist, was the most appropriate method to receive the transfer of the sins of mankind onto his own body. Jesus Christ had to undertake three things to save sinners from the sins of the world. First, Jesus Christ had to borrow Mary's body and come to this earth as the Savior. Second, by Jesus being baptized by John, he intended to have the sins of the world transferred to him, be crucified on the cross, receive the judgment for sin, resurrect from death, and become the Savior of those who believe now. As Jesus was being baptized by John, he said, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. Because Jesus took the transfer of the sins of the world, he could be crucified on the cross in our place, resurrect from death, and become our Savior. The Greek word dikaiosune means the most appropriate and fitting method. Jesus had to come to this earth to save all sinners from sin, be baptized by John, and take charge of my sins and your sins. That was the most appropriate method of salvation. Only those who believe this word can become those who are able to believe the word of the cross. A certain pastor once said this to me. He was saying, "We do not even know what kind of sins we will commit in the future. So how can Jesus take all those sins away?" His words were words spoken with human reason. When we accept God's word of promise by faith, salvation is accomplished in our hearts. The Lord had all the worldly sins of mine and yours transferred onto his own body through the baptism by John. Everyone, do you believe God's word? It is not the word of man. It is the word of God. What kind of gospel is the gospel we preach to people through the faith of believing God's word? It is the gospel of the word of the cross. What kind of gospel is the gospel that Apostle Paul repeats, emphasizes, and preaches? It is the gospel of the word of the cross. That gospel was the gospel preaching the Lord, who became our Savior by Jesus being baptized by John, having the sins of the world transferred onto his body, shedding blood on the cross, and resurrecting from death. Because Apostle Paul was a person bright in the words of the Old Testament, he knew exactly that the baptism Jesus received from John and his death on the cross cause a person's sins to receive the elimination of sins. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2, he was testifying, "Everyone, do you believe Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you believed the fact that Jesus Christ was baptized by John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, hung on the cross to receive the judgment of sin, shed blood, resurrected from death, and became our Savior? Only those who have received the blotting out of sins for their own sins can save souls submerged in sorrow from sin and comfort them. The one who is saved from his own sins comes to preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Apostle Paul and Timothy were those who had received the extinction of sins for their own sins through Jesus Christ. People think that if one is a missionary, there will only be hardship and persecution. Of course, that could be so. However, because all of us have received the elimination of sins by believing in the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross, we are those who can preach that gospel to others. The souls who lived under communist rule have lived oppressed and trapped in sin for a long time. Even so, would there be no people in a capitalist society who live oppressed by their own sins? That is not so. Satan the devil works equally under any national system. People have a sense of national superiority, material superiority, and intellectual superiority. However, true joy and comfort come upon us through Jesus Christ. By Jesus receiving baptism from John, he received the transfer of all the sins of the world, was crucified on the cross, resurrected from death, and saved sinners. The Lord is the Savior who made us sinless, righteous people. To the souls upon whom sorrow has come due to their own sins, God the Father comforted all people by Jesus receiving the transfer of our sins, going to the cross, and resurrecting from death. Apostle Paul said that God is the one who comforts those who are in tribulation. What is the true comfort we receive? When we believe that the Lord received the transfer of all our worldly sins once and for all through the baptism Jesus received from John and was crucified on the cross to receive the judgment for our sins in our place, we become those who have obtained true salvation in our hearts. In conclusion, our Comforter is Jesus Christ. Everyone, our Lord is truly our Savior. He has saved me and you with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ was baptized by John for the sins of all people, was put to death on the cross for us, resurrected, and has now eliminated the eternal sins of the world. It is just that many people do not yet know the word of the truth of salvation, so they are not obtaining salvation. They are those who are living trapped in their own sins. The law was given to make us realize our sins. Through the word of the law, one must realize that he himself is a sinner. Jesus Christ is the one who became the Savior, who received the transfer of the sins of the world, through the baptism he received from John. And then, carrying the sins of the world, he went to the cross, was crucified, shed blood, and became the Savior who received the judgment of our sins for us. We can believe in the righteousness of Jesus Christ to receive the elimination of sins in our hearts and also obtain new life to enjoy even eternal life. We must know that the Lord has become the Comforter for me and you. This is the truth of salvation spoken of in the Word of God. One must confirm through the Word the fact that Jesus has become one Savior and believe it in the heart. I have truly received tremendous comfort through the baptism of Jesus Christ and the blood of the cross. Rather than the fact that I preach the gospel overseas, I gain comfort from the fact that the Lord has eliminated all my sins. Whether I am exalted or humbled is not the issue. The fact that the Lord has become my Savior is my comfort. It is the same for all of us. One thing we must clearly know is that Apostle Paul, after receiving the extinction of sins, also preached that gospel word to the souls in Corinth and Achaia. God comforts God's servants and comforts God's people. And I hope that this gospel word of the water and the Spirit will be a comfort even to those who have not yet accepted the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Beloved saints, the Lord has blotted out the sins of mine and yours. Our Lord received the transfer of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross, shed his precious blood, resurrected from death, and became the one who is the eternal Savior. The person who has received the elimination of sins by the faith of believing the truth that the Lord took away all the sins of our human race through the baptism he received from John is a person who has received the Lord's love by faith. The person who has not yet received the extinction of sins is one who has not believed the ministry of Jesus' baptism and the ministry of the cross in his heart. Therefore, they are those who live in sorrow. We must receive God's comfort with believing faith. Those who have already received comfort are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to those who have not yet received comfort. Hallelujah! And we must live praying for the propagation of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I will conclude the message.